Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
Come on, somebody give it up for Jesus. Come on, somebody give it up for Jesus. Come on, make your hands hurt a little bit for Jesus. Come on, come on. Keep on clapping for a minute. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout praise the Lord. I want you to lift both hands towards heaven, whether you're sitting, whether you're standing, and just love on Jesus with your voice. Come on, with your own words. Come on, out loud, just tell him how much you love him. Come on, just reverence his presence. Come on, just reverence his presence for a minute this morning. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on. Don't just listen to me. Don't just listen to your neighbor. You let something rise up out of your spirit with your hands lifted, with your eyes closed. Come on, just seek the Lord. Oh, we cry hallelujah, Lord. We cry holy, 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 holy. Oh, great is the Lord, and greatly he is to be praised. Hallelujah. We bless the name of, come on, press in for a second. Come on, press in for a second. Come on, let the Holy Ghost move on you. Go ahead. You have permission. You have permission. This is a Holy Ghost church. This is a Holy Ghost service. Go ahead. Let the Holy Ghost move on you. Pray in the Spirit. Sing in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, just shut your eyes and just zone out everything else for a second. Come on, close those eyes. You don't have to look around. You don't have to notice who's beside you. Concentrate on Jesus. Concentrate on Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love your Spirit, Lord. God, we love your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are holy, holy, holy. Come on, just cry out holy a few times. Come on, just say it about 10 or 12 times. Just say it over and over. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy. God, we're not in a rush today, but we cry holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, give us the fear of the Lord that we would not depart from you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For you are holy, holy, God. You are holy, holy, holy. Man, I just feel this verse rolling around in my spirit. It's Isaiah 66. This is not what I'm going to preach on. I just want to speak it out here. Isaiah 66, verse 8. The Bible says, who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall a land be born in one day? Shall a nation be brought forth in one moment? For as soon as Zion travails, she shall bring forth her children. Do you believe that God is powerful enough to move and do whatever you need him to do in one day? Now listen, I'm not used to this one day stuff. Come on, somebody. But the Bible says that God can do it in a day. Oh, hallelujah. That God can do it in a moment. You want to know why I can read that verse? Because on July 14, 2009, on a Monday night of Barberville Pentecostal Youth Camp, God saved me, filled me with the Holy Ghost, called me to preach and healed my speech all in one day. Hallelujah. You only travail when you have seed in the ground. You hear me? The Bible speaks of a woman in travail. Why is she travailing? Because there's been something growing on the inside of her for 9 months. Come on, somebody. And when she's about to give birth, she begins to travail. Did you know in the spirit there are seeds in the ground? And I believe today is a day of travailing for the Revival Center. And the Bible says when you will travail out of your spirit in prayer, that you will give birth to your miracle, to your sign, to revival, to wonders in this land. Hallelujah. You know, I've been coming around now for several years. I think the first time I came was like 2017 or 18, you know. So I was here when, you know, all the Pierce grandkids had braces. They don't now. They all have beautiful smiles. Amen. I was here when Nevin broke his leg the first time and the second time and however many other times after that. You know, I've been here and we've had all night prayer, and I can remember I had my own broke leg and my friend Robert Martin helped me travel down in the middle of COVID, and I don't know what I was thinking, but I was like, let's have a prayer meeting with my broke leg, amen. And we stayed up all night, and I can remember laying right here all night long and praying and asking God to move for Meridian, for your family, for this city, for our nation. Come on, somebody. What am I trying to say? I've seen people in this altar get filled with the Holy Ghost, get deliverance, get set free. I've seen God do it in this place. This is what I'm trying to say. We have been planting seeds in this ground, in this church, for several years. And this is what I heard the Holy Ghost say. The Holy Ghost says, call forth the harvest out of the seeds that have been planted. Don't just call them forth, but travail that today would be the day that what you have sown will come forth. I need about 10 or 15 people who know they've planted seeds in this ground for Meridian, for their family, for their children, for their ministry. I need you to come up in this altar. If you know that there's seed in the ground that you have prayed, that you have sown into, I want you to come and stand. And on the count of three, I don't want you just to pray. I want you to let the Holy Ghost travail out of you. I want you to call forth, God, we have been sowing, but today will be the day of the harvest that we have been looking for. One, two, three. Come on, somebody call it forth. Somebody let Zion travail. Revival Center travail. God, I believe by faith. I believe by faith. I believe by faith that today is the day. I believe those seeds that we have planted. Come on, I want you to take about 2 minutes and travail. Lift up your voice. Let a groaning come out of you. Let the Holy Ghost. Thank you. say it has not been in vain. I hear the Lord say he has not forgotten you. I hear the Lord say your prayers have not vanished. I hear the Lord say the ground is fertile. I hear the Lord say, ask and it shall be done. Knock and it shall be answered. I hear the Lord say, I will do exceedingly and abundantly. I hear the Lord say, believe. I hear the Lord say, have faith. I hear the Lord say, restoration. I hear the Lord say, revival. When Zion travails, come on, you gotta push. You gotta push. Deliver the baby. Come on, go ahead. It's been hard. We've been struggling. My faith has been low. But the Lord says push. The Lord says travail. The Lord says call forth. The Lord says declare those things that aren't as though they are were. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Obey God right now. Keep travailing, but obey God. If you need to get on your knees, get on your knees. If you need to pray for somebody, pray for somebody. If you need to lay hands, if you need to prophesy, let the Holy Ghost do it right now. God, we believe. God, you are not done with us yet. God, we believe the best days are ahead of us. We believe, God, that we will walk and not grow weary. We will run and not faint. We will mount up with wings as eagles. Oh, as eagles. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey. With groanings, with sounds that you cannot explain, let something you can't explain come up out of your insides. Oh, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, just let a sound come out of your mouth. Oh, we're desperate, Lord. We're desperate, Lord. We're desperate, Lord. We're desperate, Lord. Meshe, kaye, meshe. Come on, you mamas know what I'm talking about. You're in labor. You're in labor. You're in labor for your lost loved ones. You're in labor for this church. You're in labor for your healing. You're in labor. You're in labor. Let the Holy Ghost do it right now in Jesus' name. God, I pray you give a grace to these people to travail again. God, I pray you give a grace to the revival center to travail again. God, to travail until revival comes. To travail until revival comes, Jesus. Hey, let today be the day. Hallelujah. Mitaramande shima kaye bahasiko. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody's getting a hold of God. Somebody else needs to get a hold of God. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love your presence. Holy Spirit, we love your presence. We love your presence, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Ghost. We love you, Holy Ghost. We are here for you, God. We are here for you, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, just stay here just for another minute or two. Come on. I feel God speaking to you. I feel God encouraging you. I feel your tank getting refilled right now in his presence. I feel God shifting something on the inside of you. Oh, man can't do it. Flesh can't do it. but the Spirit of God is doing it right now. Something supernatural. You will not faint. You will not give up. You will not throw in the towel. You will endure till the end. You will endure to the end. You will endure to the end. You will endure till the promise comes to pass. Hey, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we love you, 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 Holy Ghost. We love you, Holy Ghost. We love you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, you can do it in a day. God, you can save a land in a day. God, you can save a nation in a day. You can do it in a day. You can do it in a service. You can do it, Lord. You can do it, God. When Zion travails, when the people of God travail, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we don't ask for the easy way. God, we know travailing is not an easy way. We know it's uncomfortable. We know, God, birthing something is a mess. Oh, but God, we embrace the mess right now. We embrace the struggle right now. You are worthy. You are worthy. Grace us, God. Grace us, God. Grace us in this service to give birth. To give birth. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Makina sona makorishe makaye maka. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. I'm going to go to 1 Kings chapter 19. You can do whatever you need to do. You can stay where you are. You can go sit back down, but I'm going to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. I just feel the Lord leading us in this way. 1 Kings chapter 19. Let's all stand for the reading of the Word of God. 1 Kings chapter 19. If I can have some more monitor up here, it's going to help my voice. Thank you. Sound team. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 13. I'm so grateful to have my wife, Kira, with me. Can we make her feel welcome in the house of the Lord? I'm going to get her to sing some during the altar call, but I'm so thankful for her. We celebrated our one-year anniversary in September, so it's been 1 year and some change. Amen. And, you know, I traveled for a decade, Pastor Pierce, alone. But thank God that God answered my prayer. I said, God, please let me be married by the time I'm 30 years old. And he did it. We got married when I was 30 years old. So I thank God for an answered prayer. It's been like a second wind for me and my life and my ministry, just having her with me. She has an incredible testimony. She's from Michigan, moved down to Kentucky when she was 16, her testimony is just incredible. She was adopted twice. She was adopted as a baby and lived with that family for 9 years. They became abusive. Some things happened, and the government came in and took her out of that home. She was put in foster care, and then at the age of 10 years old, was adopted by a pastor's family, and that's where she came to know the Lord, got filled with the Holy Ghost, and God began to just do a work in her life. And then her family moved down to Kentucky when she was 16 just so she could marry me. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And we met at church, and the Lord has just, man, just blessed me and the ministry. She nannied for a couple of years, and she had to finish up a job when we got married. But last December, she stepped into full-time ministry with me, so she travels with me full-time. And I said, Lord, how in the world, you know? I said, double the bill. I was like, God, you're going to have to do something. But ever since we stepped, stepped out by faith, God has doubled our finances, doubled our engagements, doubled everything, amen, and I'm thankful for that. In 1 year of ministry, of course, we've traveled around America, but we've took mission trips to, we went to Liberia, Africa, we went to the Philippines, we've been to Ecuador, we've been to Hong Kong and China, to Nicaragua, just in 1 year. Can you believe that? So we're just thankful for what the Lord is doing in our life. I'll never forget in Liberia, Africa, there was this young lady, her name was Josephine. She didn't even think that the Holy Ghost was real. She said, I think people are just making it up when they speak in tongues. She's like, I don't know if I believe that or not. But in one revival service, we had taught on the Holy Spirit the whole week. She was one of the first ones in that altar call, and God gloriously filled her with the Holy Ghost for the very first time. She wrote us a letter and said, this is the best experience I've ever had in my life. Hallelujah. It was in the Philippines last February that we got to preach to about 3,000 young people. And in one service, 700 of them got filled with the Holy Ghost for like just at once. Amen. A wind blew through that room and God did such an amazing thing. Amen. So we're thankful that God is moving around the world. We're thankful that God is moving around the United States of America. And it's not time to slow down. We're not just going to get through the rest of this year. Come on, somebody. We're going to run through the rest of this year. And this is what this service is all about. Amen. I know we've had Thanksgiving. I know you've gained 5 pounds since Thursday, okay? I know Christmas is on the horizon, but I feel revival in my spirit right now. Somebody give your neighbor a high five and say, right now. We're believing God for right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sister Pierce, I think you got a hold of something in this altar. I think you did. Oh, hallelujah. I felt it. I saw it on you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 13. If I could have some more volume up here, guys, thank you so much. So thankful for Pastor Pierce and Sister Pierce. Can we give them a great hand clap? So thankful for the, oh, that's it right there. Leave it right there. Hallelujah. So thankful for all of the Pierce family. You guys have just blessed me, and we just love you guys so much. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 13, the Bible says this. Then Elijah came to a cave and lodged in it. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. Somebody say, the Lord passed by. But listen to what it says. And a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? I've not come with a sermon in my suitcase. I've not come just because I wanted to come. But I feel like this is a divine appointment this morning. Amen. This afternoon. I feel like God has ordained this day for something special to take place. Amen. I know I've been with the Lord last night and this morning, and this word is for you. I want you to lift your hands and just receive. That say, God, I received the word this morning. God, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this congregation. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you, God, that you have something awesome, incredible, spectacular, mind-blowing for this church, for every family, for every individual this morning. God, we're not going to preach, Lord, scared. We're not going to preach and hold anything back, Lord, but I pray that by your grace you would preach me, that you would minister through me, God, to these people. God, we come with open hearts and open minds, and we speak this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. As you're seated, can you give the Lord one more great hand clap of appreciation? Hallelujah. I'm going to preach this afternoon on this subject, the presence of God. The presence of God. You know, one of the major evidences that the Bible is true is how it points out not only the strengths, but the weaknesses of its characters. If you were trying to write a made-up story about yourself, you would probably leave out all the dirty little details. Somebody say amen. But true history not only tells the times of success, but it tells the times of failure. Somebody, if you know that to be true, say amen. Now, in the Bible, we read about mighty men and women of God, but some of those people fall into temptation. They commit murder, they commit adultery, they lie, they cheat, they backslide, and do so many other horrible things. And listen to this verse in the New Testament about the prophet Elijah, the man that we just read about. James chapter 5, verse 17 says this, "Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth." Listen to what the Bible says. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Hallelujah. Now, you have to understand how the Jewish people viewed Elijah. There are two main spiritual fathers in the Jewish faith, and those are Moses and Elijah. Moses was the man who received the law. Somebody say amen to that. He went up Mount Sinai, right, and he received the Ten Commandments. So he's one of their spiritual leaders, fathers. But then Elijah was the main prophet who spoke the word of the Lord. But James declared, even a man as great as this one, Elijah was just like me and you. He was not special. He was not a superhero, but he had weaknesses just like the rest of us. But God used him anyway. Somebody say amen. God is not looking for your perfection this morning. He is looking for your desperation. Do I got any desperate people in the house? If you are, say hallelujah, hallelujah. Elijah had just called fire down from heaven. He had just stood up to the prophets of Baal, but now he came back down to earth. The anointing had left and he was running for his life. Isn't it crazy how the anointing can make you feel like a super, like a super person sometimes? It doesn't matter how sick you are. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You could have got a lack of sleep the night before, but when the anointing comes upon you, amen, it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. When that comes upon you, you feel like you're on top of the world, but guess what? There's a moment when the anointing leaves, all right, and you come crashing back down to earth. Has anybody been there before? Amen. Kira sang at a worship night. It was last weekend, and man, she was tired before she got there, and then she got up there. I was like, man, I guess she like drank an energy drink or something because she got up on that stage and was singing her guts out and jumping around, and then we got back to the hotel room or our house that night, and man, she just crashed. I was like, what happened to you? She said, the anointing makes the difference. Amen. So we understand this concept, right? Elijah was anointed. Elijah had this great story, amen, where he stands up and calls fire down from heaven. But after that, he crashes back down to reality. Now there's a target on Elijah's back. Now King Ahab and Jezebel are chasing him down. Elijah goes from calling down fire to cowering in a cave. Have you been there before? Have you been on a spiritual mountaintop, but then the next week you're like, why am I feeling like this? What's going on in my mind? What's going on in my heart? You can have a revival service and see the dead raised and see people get saved and baptized in the Holy Ghost, but then the next morning the enemy comes whispering in your ear. You know, that's what the enemy does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus comes to give life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Can you just put yourself in Elijah's shoes for a second? He is a man of God. These Jewish people think that he is just on the pinnacle. But then James looks at them and says, Elijah was just like me and you. There is no person in the Bible that was just some superhero other than Jesus. Come on, somebody. Elijah, Moses, David, all those people, they were men with highs and lows. They messed up. You know, we like to tell about their great stories about David slaying the giant. We like to talk about his successes, about being a man after his own heart. But he was the one, come on, somebody, that committed adultery, and the prophet had to come to him, and God had to cast judgment. Amen. We are all flesh and blood. God's not looking for perfection. He is looking for desperation, not just out of a person.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.